The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, the timing on this. I was just talking about solar panels in California and so on and so forth. And just now, and I mean seconds ago, less than 1 minute ago, I get this notice from the Washington Post in my email folder. Rooftop solar panels are causing problems on California's grid. Quote, this again is from the Washington Post. California, which leads the nation in solar power and its grid operator, are grappling with a strange reality. So much solar that some of it has to be thrown away. The glut is raising electricity prices and could undercut future renewable energy investment. So I just talked about the liberal left and their increased taxes destroying the market. The Washington Post is saying, well, they already have so many solar panels in California that it's putting too much electricity in the system and they can't store it. They have no way of storing the electricity, so it's just thrown away, and they don't explain why, but it's going to raise electricity prices for everyone in California. Oh my goodness. the liberal progressive left. Now, I mentioned earlier I had no plans of going back to the pro Hamas, pro terrorist protests all across America, particularly on college campuses. And please remember, let's not sugarcoat it. These pro-Palestinian protests are pro-Hamas protests. And what do we know about Hamas? They are terrorists who slaughter innocent people, who behead babies, rape women, drag their bodies behind pickups, and then shoot them in the head. Pardon me for being graphic, but that's what Hamas does. That is Hamas. They are brutal, inhumane, barbaric, evil, demonic terrorists. That's what Hamas is. And thousands of pro-Hamas protesters are supporting these barbaric, demonic, evil terrorists. Okay, I mentioned to you earlier that AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, gave a speech today for Earth Day. Yeah, Earth Day. Well, she didn't say a whole lot about the Earth, and why in the world AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, would be chosen to give an Earth Day speech, but she did. And in her Earth Day speech, she praised the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters. Now, just think about that for a moment. A member of Congress publicly praised people who support terrorism. Let that sink in. a member of Congress today, and on her birthday, praised the, quote, peaceful protests on American campuses, where Jews are being attacked, assaulted, spat upon. The protests are so bad against the Jews that Jews are being told, don't come on campus at Columbia University. Stay home. It's not safe for you. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez praised those protests, the protests that are defying law. New York University, Columbia University, Yale University, protesters have been ordered to leave, to disperse. They have refused. They are violating the law. They, in many cases, have been violent. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has praised them. Okay, that's not the worst thing. She spoke before the main speaker at the Earth Day event. The keynote speaker at the Earth Day event was no other than President Joe Biden. He followed AOC. Now, the President of the United States, who has pledged his full support for Israel, how did President Biden respond to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez praising a bunch of terrorists who want Jews to be dead? How did Joe Biden respond to her speech? He comes to the podium and he says, and I quote, I learned a long time ago to listen to that lady. I'm not making that up. That's how he opened his speech. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez praised terrorists who want to murder Jews and destroy the entire nation of Israel. And Joe Biden opens his speech by saying, and again I quote, I learned a long time ago to listen to that lady. One of the most radical members that Congress has ever seen. And the President of the United States says, I learned a long time ago to listen to that lady. Did he actually know what he was saying? Did he understand what she said in her speech? I guess so. So what does he listen to that lady, AOC? Does he agree that we need to support protesters who want Jews dead, Israel destroyed? When Joe Biden says that Israel has his full support, don't believe a word of it. Don't believe a word of it. I don't know a whole lot, and I'm not an expert on anything. But I told you right after October 7th, when President Biden called a press conference and said, our support for Israel is ironclad. If you were listening, I told you back then, you watch, he will pivot. You watch, his support for Israel will be very conditional. You watch, he will speak out of both sides of his mouth. He will try to please Israel and Jews. he will also try to please the radicals who support the terrorists. I'm not always right. I don't know that I'm even often right. But I was sure right on this. I learned a long time ago to listen to that lady immediately after she was singing the praises of pro-terrorist protesters.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
Interesting. Someone just now, and I mean seconds ago, posted this. The public hostility against Jews today, Christians will be next. A lot of truth to that, folks. A lot of truth to that. We are a country that once honored Jews, protected Jews. America, since 1948, has been Israel's closest ally. No doubt about it. I mean, Israel's had a few other international allies, a few, not very many. But the United States of America has been the most faithful ally to Israel. And to think now we have thousands, not dozens, not hundreds, but thousands of people demonstrating in our streets for the destruction of Israel. Say, oh, Bob, they're just pro-Palestinian. Folks, don't be naive. Don't be naive. When you see the signs, and I just saw them during the break, free Palestine, what are they talking about? According to Hamas, what does it mean to free Palestine? To take back the entire land of Israel, to get rid of the Jews, to destroy the Jewish nation. That's what they mean when they say free Palestine. All right, enough of that. But anyway, it just caught my attention. The public hostility against Jews today, Christians will be next. A lot of truth to that. We talk about elections have consequences, and that is certainly true. We cannot put our faith and trust in politicians, in legislation, but that does not erase the importance of elections, politicians, and legislation. And I'm not being contradictory here. Of course, we should be involved in the political process. Of course, we should vote wisely. It is important to have politicians who are people of character and integrity and, if at all possible, even righteousness. But we don't put our trust in that. I said that to get to this story. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. I was really sad when Ron DeSantis dropped out of the presidential race. Personally, I think Ron DeSantis would make an incredible president, and his time is not over. He's young enough. If Donald Trump is elected again, he can only serve 4 more years, and that's all. And so there would still be time. Ron DeSantis is still certainly young enough to run again 4 years from now. But he has done such an incredible job in Florida. Many people, when he was thinking about running for president And then when he was actually campaigning for president, many people were saying, well, he was passing this law and this law because he wanted to be president. It was all because of show, not because of personal conviction. He was doing that to try to impress Christians and conservatives, not because these were his convictions. Well, he's not running for president any longer. And even if he has sights on running 4.5 years from now, he's not going to be passing legislation in Florida in order to campaign 4.5 years from now. I said that to say this. I believe that the laws that he is supporting and pushing through the legislature in Florida are because of his personal convictions. Let me read you this story. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just signed a new law Thursday of last week, empowering schools to create volunteer chaplain programs, allowing faith-based support to kids in the Sunshine State. Listen, while making clear Satanists will not be able to take advantage of them. House Bill 931 authorizes local school districts and charter schools to permit, it doesn't require, to permit volunteer chaplains on school grounds and provide counseling support to students as long as they have written parental consent. DeSantis said, faith leaders and civic organizations are important additional resources for students who may be facing challenges or need to build community and camaraderie. I'm pleased to be able to expand the variety of options that students have at their disposal in school, and we have no doubt that these options will enhance the experiences of our students. Well, as soon as he signed this law into law last Thursday, guess who came crawling out of the woodwork? The Satanists. The Satanic Temple said, we are so glad to hear this because we want to be chaplains in public schools. Ron DeSantis immediately said, no, no, no. He said, quote, we're not playing those games in Florida. That is not a religion. That is not qualifying to be able to participate in the chaplain program. We're going to use common sense. You don't have to worry about that. He made it clear the Satanists will not be chaplains in Florida's public schools. The guy's got guts. I pray for him. I hope you will as well. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.